I just have to say. Do you recognize a communication problem in the United States? When I was in high school, we had debate teams. I was never involved, but somehow I learned how to debate nearly any topic my husband and I could think of to discuss, as did he. There's a fine line between debating and arguing that is easily crossed with careless words. A debate should allow each side to explain their position uninterrupted. But our society has learned to listen to respond with little interest in understanding the other person. We want to have the last word, somehow causing us to feel as though we won the discussion, debate, or argument. But who is truly the winner when no one is allowed to finish a sentence without their conversation being hijacked? The children of this generation do not understand how disrespectful it is to cut off the words of an adult in order to correct them or sway the direction of the conversation. Most of them are only mimicking the adults in their lives. Satan thrives on wordplay. That is the reason the word explains clearly how we should behave. Therefore, my dear brothers, let every person be quick to listen, but slow to speak, slow to get angry, for a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. It's James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. When we listen to understand and allow a person to express their thoughts completely, we often find that we actually learn something. It's human for us to think our ways, ideas, and thoughts are the best. God's way is to value each other enough to listen and consider that we don't know everything. Are you a conversation hijacker? Quiet yourself today so that others feel valued as well. If you've been encouraged or challenged by this, please share so that others may be as well.